Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
From early break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A reminder, it is getting close to Christmas time, and if you want to have the sweetest lights in the world on your house, you better not delay because you probably won't get them up before Christmas if you don't call at some point this week or next week. I'm talking about HaloCustomLighting.com and Neiman and Sons. They will put incredible permanent lighting on your house. You can change to thousands of different color schemes. I'm telling you, it's worth it. I have the Halloween lights on right now. It just looks sweet.
Is it your call or Elizabeth?
You know, the one thing in the house I actually have say on or control of, which is fine. I like that she handles all that stuff.
You control the lights.
I get the lights. She likes to have an input, but I make the final say on that.
Good. So. You just search yourself sometimes. Get control of your house.
The control's fine. If I thought it was off the rails, I'd step in more. But it's everything's smooth and operational, so I got the lights. HaloCustomLighting.com and Neiman and Sons Roofing. So I saw yesterday that so Saturday was supposed to be the day that college athletes were able to bet on pro sports. That's been pushed back per last night. That is not going to be happening this Saturday. Pat Narduzzi, who we've heard before, is very opinionated, the Pittsburgh head coach. He's got a lot of he had thoughts on Mark Whipple back in the day.
He did.
After a 10-win season, he was very critical of Mark Whipple, came to Nebraska, and obviously that went really well here.
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about the idea of college athletes betting on pro sports. Here's Pat Narduzzi's comments. Listen in.
They don't ask the coaches. I think it's absolutely one of the stupidest decisions I've ever seen. You know, first of all, it's a habit. It's no different than smoking, drinking, doing drugs. It's a bad habit. And, you know, I don't think anybody in here would, you know, encourage you guys to go out drinking and get smashed on a Friday night or Saturday night or at a ball game in Acrisure Stadium. And it's a disease. I mean, you saw, you know, the same day that comes out, there's a disease in the NBA with what's going on there. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make as a coach. You know, you're still gambling like that. It's not to make money. It's because, you know, your addiction to it, I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I can, you know, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but I just think it's an addiction. And I think, you know, if you want to go to the casino down the road and hang out there and throw your money away, I think you're going to continue to win. I mean, gambling's gambling. I'm not a gambler. I just don't understand it. You know, I'm not addicted to anything. I just don't think it's a great thing to teach our young people how to do. And to say now, you know, it's hard enough in the compliance office of trying to get your guys not to gamble. You can gamble on a boxing match. You can gamble, you know, on horse races because it's not an NCAA sport. But who's gambling on the horse races, really? I mean, unless you go to the horse track. And you can go to the casino and play, you know, craps or whatever you want to play. But now, you know, just, you know, it's a thing on your phone and you can pick it up and you can get out of an app. It's like, what are we doing? Like, and once you do it once and you win, you want to go do it again, it becomes an addiction. I just think it's not good.
Man. That's Pat Narduzzi, Pittsburgh head coach.
Here's a couple things, okay. Jake. Now,
go ahead.
I love the voices like this that say,
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Speaking that in those tones about this. Now, but I think those voices like Kenny Smith, you know, the NBA analyst, he kind of said the same type of thing about the addiction part. I think you got to give voice to the fact that not everybody that gambles is addicted to gambling.
Sure.
It's not,
You can't look at the extremes as it's everybody.
Right. I don't like it when those guys do that. Well, it's a disease. It's an addiction. No, it's not an addiction for everybody. There are cases, of course, where it becomes too much, but there are guys who control their, and women who control their gambling just fine. So, but this notion of allowing college athletes to gamble on pro sports, I agree with him. It's ridiculous. What are we doing now, man? I mean, but on the other hand, it's become so pervasive in our society. Phone, app, like he said, how do you curtail it? How do you do it? I mean, it's really hard. It'd be really hard to do it. Hard to track.
I'm glad he said what he said.
I am too.
Because like you said, not everyone, a lot of people feel the same way about the concept of college athletes, you know, being told you can do this. Like they're almost being encouraged, saying, hey, this is allowed now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, go for it.
Here's what I don't like. This is what scares me. Now, this is just, it's anecdotal. It's just one person. So I got to say that. But I was having a conversation with a young man at Planet Fitness who works the desk. We talk about sports.
Okay.
And we're talking about what happened with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. And his thought was, well, as long as if we know the results are artificial, it's just entertainment. It's okay. I'm like, no. I was like, what are you saying here? That you just, he goes, just like WWE. You enjoy that and it's fake. I'm like, no. I don't want sports to be like that.
No, are you kidding? That's a terrible take.
But that's a young man. That's in his 20s.
That's a one-off. WWE, we've known forever, is fabricated.
Is that the way young... See, I walked away thinking, is that the way young people are thinking?
No.
Like, it's just entertainment. Why are you even worried about it? That if the results aren't real, as long as we know it's okay. No.
There's the ongoing.
I'm done with it if that's the case.
That's the ongoing.
I'm done with the show. I'd be done with the show.
And I wouldn't blame you. I would be also.
I'm not going to talk about stuff that's made up.
Right. That's scripted. Like that's always, oh, it's scripted like this. No, if it's truly scripted, then yeah, I'm out.
On the
that's
NBA,
not the point of it's the best drama that exists, sports.
The NBA news was a gut punch to a lot of people because you worry about the scripted part. What I'm watching is not even real? I don't think that's the case. I think it is real. I watch games. I watched Indiana and Minneapolis, the Timberwolves, Minnesota. I don't know why I call them Minneapolis, but the Minnesota Timberwolves. That game is real. There's no question in my mind. Those guys were going at it. But I don't, that mindset that that kid portrayed, I love him. I'm not going to say his name. We talk sports all the time. I just walked away going, God, I hope that's not pervasive.
I don't think it is. Scott Minnesota says the whole industry is designed to take advantage of young men's brains and develop addiction to betting.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Well, that's an opinion or a fact. I don't know. But that's his thoughts, at least, on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is every. You see everywhere you look is DraftKings, FanDuel, you know.
What?
And if they're being told they can do it, they're going to probably do it.
Those are NBA sponsors, a lot of those.
Yes.
I mean, how? That's the problem with the whole discussion is there's so much hypocrisy. Oh, we can't let our guys gamble, but there are millions and millions of dollars poured into sponsorships. It's kind of ridiculous, you know? So Narduzzi, I welcome that side of it. More of that. More of that.
We know that he's never afraid to pull a punch or say what he has to say.
Right.
When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.